In 2013, X Factor winner Sam Bailey clinched the Christmas number one slot with her debut single, Skyscraper. I'm sure many of you remember that. A best-selling album then followed. But 2 years later, she's been dropped by Simon Cowell's label, but is still working in the music business. Well, this Christmas, she's making her pantomime debut as Fairy Bow Bells in Dick Whittington at Aylesbury Waterside Theatre. As part of our Getting Ready for Christmas series, Henrietta Harrison spent some time with her before she went on stage.
Bells will be ringing the glad, glad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues.
I like to be here early. So, for example, if I'm supposed to be here at 12, I'm here at 10. Because I like to sort of soak up the atmosphere and chill out. I hate being rushed. I hate rushing. And a cup of tea. There's nothing better than having a nice cup of tea just to sort of get you ready and get you prepared. And I've got quite a few presents here from fans, so I needed a big dressing room.
So what sort of things have you been sent?
Stuff to help you relax there.
Yeah, this is from a fan that sent this yesterday, and it's got loads of face masks in it, and there's candles here. This is a candle. It's got a picture of me and the Hubster on it.
And how much rehearsal did you do ahead of this pantomime? How much time do they schedule in for you before you actually go on stage?
I think it was just 10 days.
You stay overnight in this town, do you, to be able to perform in the pantomime?
I'm here for the full 3 weeks. I'm going home on days off and stuff, and the kids are coming down tomorrow, so it'd be nice to hear some noise. It's weird how much you miss noise when you've got silence, and being in my apartment, it's really quiet.
Please come home for Christmas. Please come home for Christmas.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Dick Whittington Company.
There you go.
This is your half-hour call. You have 30 minutes. 30 minutes, please. Thank you.
30 minutes. That means that Naomi, like clockwork, will be coming in to sort out my dress and say, right, are you ready?
What's the getting ready process?
First of all is I've got an amazing roller thing over here. Your hair sets when it goes from hot to cold. So I put them in my hair first, then I do my makeup. So I'm allergic to glue, and I wear false eyelashes, and I've had to take them off because I will look like I've been hit by Mike Tyson if I wear them every day. Like, for example, we've got press night tomorrow, and I want to make sure that my eyes look fantastic. So the eyelashes will be going on tomorrow. Then I'll probably have a rest for a couple of days from them and then wear them again, say Wednesday, and then again on Friday. So if you're coming in on a Tuesday or a Thursday, you're not going to see me eyelashes. Come in there. There you go, see?
Are you ready for me?
Mm-hmm. I am. This costume here is what I wear for Act 1 and most of Act 2. And then I've got some fairy wings up there. And then I've got this costume, which is exactly the same dress design with a different set of wings and a beautiful tiara.
They look really heavy.
Yeah, they are very, very heavy if you feel that.
Ooh, do you enjoy wearing these?
I feel really pretty in them, I must say. And those basques and really pull you in. I can't breathe, but they do pull you in nicely.
This corset is getting tighter and tighter.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Really?
Yes, it is, my
That's
dear.
Stress, I think you could bottle stress and drink it. It would be great, wouldn't it?
You have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Over the months and years when you've been very much in the spotlight, I've been really surprised how much focus has been on your weight. Mm-hmm. Is that something that bothers you?
No.
Doesn't it?
Because I know that no matter what, they can't take my voice away from me. They can't take the fact that I'm happy away from me. And they can't take away the fact that I've got 3 beautiful kids and a wonderful husband. So that's all that matters to me. And the fact that I'm working, the people can knock me down as much as they like. At the end of the day, I've done what I set out to do, and that's get a massive extension on my house. I'm now very happy because I have a hot water tap in my kitchen on my island and a downstairs toilet and a beautiful little girl called Miley who's become an extra addition to the family. So life couldn't be better. So people want to call me fat or mention my weight, jog on.
Do you mind having pictures of yourself in a bikini in the papers?
I have had them. I mean, they actually came to Barbados and took pictures of me and my husband in Barbados. And to be fair, I did look like a beach whale. I find it quite funny that they've wasted all that money just to take a picture of me looking like a beach whale. You know, fine, if that's what you want to do. But, you know, being in the press means I'm still current. When you should be moaning when you're not in the press.
There'll be no more sorrow.
The best part of this year, you've not been with the label, Simon Cowell's label. What have been the positives and what have been the negatives?
I don't think there's been any negatives, to be honest, because at the end of the day, he's running a machine and he wants to run that machine and get as much money into that machine as much as possible. He's a businessman, I respect that. When you're under a record label, they don't really tend to care that you've got kids or if you've got family. So if you was doing a gig in Russia, they say, right, you're doing a gig in Russia. And actually, it's my daughter's nativity plate. No, you're doing a gig in Russia. They don't care. But the fact that I'm not with a record label and I've got my own management team and I say what I want to do and I'm not under anybody's thumb and I'm still earning some pretty decent money, so...
You've got your control back, basically.
Yeah. OK, ready?
Yeah.
How does your life sort of before X Factor compare? Because you were working professionally, even though you were also working in a prison.
I mean, I still do some of the same sort of gigs as what I did before. I've done a couple of holiday camps, and I've done holiday camps before, but I'm getting paid a hell of a lot more money than what I did. And I'm not frightened to say that. It's you know, completely obvious that that's what it would be. But the show's not different. The way that I am around people is not different. Nothing's really changed me, I don't think.
Right, here's this.
Spray. Mind yourself, because you're going to be covered in it. When I'm on my stage, doing my own show, I can do what I want. But when you're scripted into something, the nerves kick in because people feed off of what you do. So if I do something wrong, I could damage somebody else's line because they'll be like, oh, I don't know what my next line is. So you have to really concentrate. So I'm almost in the wings, like zoning out and just getting that, making sure I've got it in my head before I go on.
So is that what you're nervous about? You're nervous that you might forget your lines and let the team down?
Yeah, but I've not done it as yet. But people, you know, they come and see Panto, they come and see me in Panto. They're not coming to see someone acting. I'm like, you know, not like Royal Shakespeare kind of stuff. I'm literally on stage, Sam Bailey as a fairy, and they love it. The kids love it. They're like, oh my gosh, you know, she's off the X Factor and everything.
Ladies and gentlemen of the Dick Whittington Company, this is your 5-minute call. You have 5 minutes. 5 minutes, please. Thank you.
5 minutes. I busted for a wee.
Welcome, one and all, to this year's glittering pantomime. Prepare to be taken on a sensational journey.
Gosh, I'm getting nervous and I'm not going on stage. That was Sam Bailey talking to Henrietta Harris.